LOO Mobile. CBA Mobile, and how are you this afternoon?
Well, CBA, how you doing, buddy? Apparently, we got hit with a CME yesterday, and it's still affecting transmission, at least reception on my part.
Sorry, I missed most of that. I made a turn, and I just completely dropped out of the repeater.
I think you and I were talking yesterday and you started breaking up all of a sudden. That might be why, because it was roughly around that time, if I'm not mistaken, when it supposedly hit.
I was coming down Wade Hampton and I turned on the, let's see, what's this called right here? St. Avenue, and I'm headed, as soon as I turned on Stone Avenue, I did not have the repeater at all.
We're having a little difficulty receiving your transmission. It broke up so bad on my end. So I'm wondering if that might possibly be the case. I don't know. I'm thinking it probably is.
Heck, I don't know. I'm going to turn on the Rutherford and make my way back to the house. Because this morning I saw a new self-service car wash on Wade Hampton, but I guess my eyes were deceiving me, or I was on another road and I just thought I was in.
Did not hear anything you said, but I'm just looking at it now. It said we got hit with between a G2 and a G3. So I'm just going to let you go. Good to at least catch you up here. KQ4LOO will be out.
Enjoy the rest of your day, and good to talk with you. Enjoy the short one, KP4CBA Mobile.
It's slow anyway, so I can understand why you weren't in the repeater. And 0TR.
Well, so how are you doing there, Mr. Tom?
Better to give you some guff. Hi, Dave.
I guess so. I should have figured that. You're giving me grief, but, you know, you could do that sitting down. Oh, me. I tell you, we had a brand new car wash open up about a mile from the house, I guess. And so I went and tried it out, and a few days later I noticed my bumper was all scratched up. And it's not the color of the car, it's a plastic thing on the front. It's gray, light gray color, and it had scratches all in it, vertical scratches, and that's the only thing it could have been, because, yeah, I don't drive this thing anywhere where anything would be up that high. I mean, it's real high off the ground there at that point.
It happened to my truck out there. It's a brand new one, not too far from Highway 101 and Wade Hampton. And then I like going to that, let me turn this radio down, Dave. There's a touchless car wash, or brushless, just when you get to Walmart in Greer. But the dang thing's been broke down about 90% of the time. And I'm getting tired of trying it. I don't know how that old boy makes any money with it, because you hardly ever see anybody in there anymore. And that's the reason why.
It's not working. People kind of get, you know, clue in on that kind of stuff, and, you know, so they'll quit showing up.
Get that exactly right. Well, I'm passing Silver Ridge, where Dave Watson lives, headed towards home, munching on a piece of Publix chicken. and a little bit of Italian French bread. But I put the chicken down when I called you. So you're very privileged. And I went into attack mode.
Now, thinking about it, I may have seen that car wash on the way to Greer the other day when I was headed that way for, I think I was going for a haircut or something.
Pretty fair job. The person sitting next to me here does a lot better job, though. She got a mouthful. She said, hi, Dave.
You're usually the one that's eating all the cookies or some kind of dessert or something. Every time I talk to you, I guess you're too busy driving there.
Before we went down there, I had two dippers of homemade ice cream and a bowl of fresh peaches from up here on 101 at Fisher's. And now I'm just munching on a piece of this French bread. I love that Italian bread. But you know, my neighbor brought us over a loaf of a sourdough bread yesterday. I'll put my microphone down. I just patrolman. And wood for ham radio. Because they said if the radio is permanently attached to the car, you're okay. But anyways, that sourdough bread was just delicious, Dave. I was surprised. I think I tasted it before and didn't care much for it, but his wife made it, and it was delicious.
Delicious, yeah. Yeah, I like sourdough. I used to eat that kind of bread, boy. Put some butter on it, and oh, man, makes me want some. Oh, me. So I'm getting ready to turn. I'm on 291, but I'm getting ready to turn on the way to Hampton and head westbound. I'm going to stop at Publix and pick up some nanners. You ever eaten any nanners?
With the B instead of an N, I would say yes.
It's called nanners around here. We don't put the B on it. Bananas. Oh, me. But anyway, it's the one thing that I like to snack on between meals. And but anyway, I'm getting ready to go by Wade Hampton High School, and you know what that means. I'm going to drop out of the repeater.
It's in the shadow. All right, Dave, I'll let you go. We're just about up here to Cunningham Lake, so you know where we're at, not far from home. Enjoyed it. Pleasure's all mine. I'm glad to be able to drive again and thank the good Lord for getting over this heart surgery, son. They said 8 to 12 weeks, and September 4th will be 4 weeks, so I got a ways to go. KB4CBA, N0TR73.
N0TRKQ4LOO.
KQ4LLO, have to make it short. I'm not far from home. This is Tom.
Tal, we've spoken before. It's been a while. Apparently, I'm having, for some reason, a better signal on my HT with a cheap antenna than I am with my ICOM with a diamond antenna. It breaks up a lot on my high-power radio, but the Baofeng I'm able to hear, but I'm transmitting through my ICOM, but still, that's kind of weird. I don't understand what's going on with that.
Best thing to do is put an SWR meter on it and look at it. You're receiving better on an HT. They're minus 6 decibels just to start out with. the diamond antennas, there's nothing wrong with them at all. And I don't know where you're located, but if you're locally, you sure don't need high power.
I am approximately, Piedmont, so I guess that would be, close to 40 minutes from the repeater.
Well, I can't comment on that then. I don't know your situation as far as, line of sight to the repeater, but I typically could get in on 5 watts, but reliably I run it on 15. And that's the most I've ever run around here. You just don't require it.
But I was speaking with Dave, the gentleman you were speaking to yesterday, up until about the time that they said that CME hit. So I'm hoping I didn't do anything to damage my radio. Obviously, I'm transmitting off of my ICOM now, and I'm actually listening on the HT with a little short, cheap antenna. It only cost me like $10. But, yeah, I'm listening, receiving on that, but transmitting on the other one.
I don't think that was strong enough coronal mass ejection to really be a factor. And I'm no expert on that. I don't claim to be. But there's been a lot stronger ones hit. And I do watch out for it on my HF. Whenever I shut down my HF, I run it to ground. And that way, if there is such a thing, and they can occur, that it doesn't get into my equipment. So that's just the way I do it. But anyways, Tal, I got a run. I just pulled in the driveway here and got some hot chicken and gonna go in and enjoy that with some potato salad and baked beans. And I hope you have as good a meal and a nice day, and catch you later. This is N0TR clear.
KQ4LOO, I'll be clear too. Have a good day. Enjoy your dead chicken that I heard you talk about earlier.
TR, KI4LZI Mobile. Young KI4LZI Mobile. CBA, you still there? KI4LZI Mobile. LZI Mobile.
And doing today. W4WOZ.
KI4LZI Mobile, getting ready to go to our local radio meeting tonight out here at the Pickens ZOC, and I heard and saw it online myself. Some of them are talking about the lights in the sky up north, about the flares and all. I was just going to ask some of them who does a lot of HF work, how was things last night on HF?
You out looking for Dave? I heard you call him.
I'm going to talk with him or Tom, either one, any of those that does. I can't really do a whole lot of HF work where I'm at due to antenna issues. I can listen and have some noise issues off our power meter there, our digital meter, but they were supposed to be in last night and some of yesterday, some issues about the ionosphere and the solar flares, and I was going to ask them how was things on HF with the solar flares.
My friend, I hear you. Hey, are they going to have a Hamfest in Anderson this year?
Hey, what I heard over on Anderson repeater last night, but it's not set in stone, not at this point in time. They're talking about on the 11th of October, which I think is the second Saturday of October. Normally they've been having it on the 3rd, but I heard them saying that on the net last night on the 7-9 machine, talking about the 11th.
Sure would be sad they don't get that. They missed it last year because a hurricane come through and tore everything up so bad. So, sure be great if they could actually make that happen this year. I think a lot of people would be real happy with that. I know I would. Get to see you guys and some of the others that we don't see. But just when they have the Ham Fest, that'd be 4WOZ.
Last year too, but when I look at what happened, when that time happened, I'm glad I didn't go seeing even up here due to Helene. Our power was out for about, I guess, a week and a half to 2 weeks, something like that. And all I had, got a generator there, but it takes priority on the refrigerator and the big freezer, and all I had to do anything with radio gear was a deep cycle battery. So mostly during that time, about all I've done was monitored VHF or UHF.
But you're saying, hey, did you go to Shelby?
But as you say, I've heard others on here over the weekend talking about it. No, I didn't get to go.
I didn't go either. I can't think of anything I can't live without that I already have. Matter of fact, I got some stuff I probably didn't get rid of. But I hope it went well for them. I know I sold a bunch of antennas up there, oh gosh, years and years ago. But it sure was a good Ham Fest. It's a big one.
KI4LZI Mobile. Yes, it's a big one, all right, and a good one. I grant that. It's currently right now. I've got a also having to deal with an estate issue too, because my mother passed away about a month ago, and right now I'll be lucky this time if I get to go down there to Darwin Wright Park. To be honest, but I'm hoping I can if I can work it out.
I know you'll let us know if there's a way I can help you, you know. I mean, I know we're far apart, but if you need a ride or whatever you want to say, we'll figure it out, okay?
I heard them talking over on 79 last night, and they was talking then about it being the second Saturday on October the 11th, so. But it was kind of tentative the way they was talking, and they wasn't saying for certain that was the certain time, but it was tentative. And the location being at Darwin Wright Park, probably will be there, but it was at this moment still tentative.
I listen to them tonight. I listen to them almost every night. I don't always check in with them down there. Of course, I don't check in with them all the time here either, but I do listen a lot. All right, it's good to hear you, everybody. And we'll say 73 is my land was, W4WOZ.
Let's put it this way. I'm going to try. That was the EMS that went by. KI4LZI Mobile.
E4CBA Mobile.
4LZI Mobile. Did you heard that other guy, and I read it online, about the situation with the ionosphere issue last night and some of yesterday? How was HF propagation last night?
Well, I missed that. I was on FCA a few nights ago, but and man, I was making contacts all over the world. It was really great on 40 meters.
I heard that other guy tonight, and I remembered seeing that online, and I was just curious to know how things was, but I wasn't on HF last night myself, and due to noise issues off a meter base, it's hard for me to even receive. They put in a digital meter base up here, Blue Ridge Electric did, like I didn't have enough run. Been able to hang a dipole called a power line, but then they done that, and I've got a lot of noise to have to contend with, and it's not even easy for me to receive, even.
I hate that for you, I tell you. Yeah, just takes something like that to mess things up, and I don't know if you've got room for, oh golly, I can't even think of what those things are called now. But there is a wire I've heard you can just run it on the ground. They say to run it about 3 feet off the ground, but I've got a buddy of mine that just, he said the deer kept knocking his down, so he just left it on the ground. He said it works just as good.
Almost 20 years, I'm far from being an expert on everything in this, as we all know, but I didn't at least have that issue back in the day when I had the analog meter on the wall, but they put that digital meter there one day when I wasn't there, and boy, anytime I tried to even receive, I got... The noise sometimes will be so bad that I can't even at times even hear WWV.
Good. I'll tell you. Well, I'm thankful I don't have any interference where I'm at. I put up a vertical. I'm still running. Boy, I can't think of anything anymore. Totally losing my mind here. But radials, there we go. I'm running radials, and still got a ways to go. But it is working better, even with, I've just got one of the four sides done, and of the, that square piece of metal there that's strapped to the antenna itself. And so anyway, the coax runs through it, the antenna's clamped to it, and then it's run to ground, so everything's grounded right there, which is really nice. I had fun driving that 8-foot copper rod in the ground with my 12-foot hammer.
We did. Right about near there, and they done this when they put that digital meter in. I used to have about two or three ground rods in the ground right about there to try to knock some of theirs out. And when they put that digital meter in there, they pulled two of my ground rods out of the ground, and they're gone.
That wasn't very nice, I'll tell you. I'm driving up Wade Hampton here. I'm going east into Greer, and looking for a self help car wash, because I can't run this thing through an automatic car wash anymore. They just tore it up.
Up your antenna there one time. I haven't had that happen, but I can imagine about it happening.
Some KP4CBA. They didn't get my antenna, thank goodness, but I've got on the front of this Forerunner, it's a 23. Bought it new, and it's got vertical scratches. There's a piece of instead of a bumper, it's just like a, my Forerunner's real dark blue and navy blue, and it's just gorgeous, I think. But anyway, I've always kind of been partial to blue, but anyway, so it's got a gray, like, I guess where a bumper would be, you know, way back in the day. And it's got a great panel there, a pretty good size, and it goes all the way across, and it looks good. But, man, they scratch the heck out of vertical scratches up and down, and it sits high off the ground. There's no way in parking I would have hit anything, and especially, I mean, if I hit something, it wouldn't look, it wouldn't be vertical, and it scratched all the way down into the plastic where it's black. So, yeah, I'm really ticked, but they would fix it because I didn't find it the day of.
94 LZM Mobile. Well, right around here, I work mostly at these close-in repeaters. I'm not here picking right now, but all I got just a quarter wave here on this car, and for the most part, it does most everything I need to do. So, yeah, back talking about, we're talking about Helene. I remember back too, like I was telling Waz a while ago, I didn't actually hear it, but I heard out here at the Pickens ZOC say at the time that the third Saturday, or right about then, a year ago, 7232 was being used on 40 meters for such things as that.
For CPA. Yeah, I've heard some nonsense on 40 meters. I don't know exactly where it was, but it was around the 220, 223 or something like that, I think. You know, and 14.223 or somewhere in that vicinity, and they were just going at it, you know. I tell you, I just, when I hear that stuff, I just keep going. Thinking it's got, I got a waterfall, so I can, on my 7300, so I can see all the signals, so I really enjoy that.
Well, I'm destinated for the moment, but I thought I'd throw that in. I know after it all happened, I heard out here at the Pickens ZOC around November or whenever all that was over, that 7232, the Aries in Columbia was using it at the time, as well as the Hurricane Watch frequencies and all, too, at the time when it was out at sea, of course, but I'm about to destinate. KB4CBA, KI4LZI Mobile.
Myself, and I'll talk to you later. Enjoy the QSO. KI4LZI, I probably got that wrong. Anyway, KB4CBA Mobile, 73s.
You got it right. We've talked in the past. I ain't been on a lot lately, but we have talked, you'd think, in the past. KI4LZI Mobile.
I recognize your call for sure, because I know we've talked to you many times. Anyway, 73, KB4CBA.